welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show and PhilHenryShow.com. Yeah. All right. So,
go tip the post, Mr. Henry.
Thank you. I mean, I was a disc jockey one time, man. Now, we have Don Berman out at Corky Downs in the fair city of Los Alamitos. So we're going to talk with him in just a moment. We are online at PhilHenryShow.com and our number 855-507-4445. Don is down at Corky Downs there to, you know, talk with us about the closing of Hollywood Park. General, are you a horse racing fan?
You know, Phil, I've never had the opportunity to really look in, but I think it's a gorgeous sport, and I think it is just a wonderful sport, and I love watching it on the television, you know.
Well, I'm glad. I'm one person that would like to see horse racing go away. I don't like the way that they treat the animals, and I think that the horses are brutally treated.
Well, we've had this discussion.
Yeah, I know, Phil, and you don't look like... you don't look like Cliff Drysdale to me just yet. Or who's the guy?
Don Drysdale.
Don Drysdale, yeah, the trainer?
No. Neil Drysdale. Cliff Drysdale is the tennis player. Neil Drysdale was the great horse racing trainer.
Well, who's Don Drysdale?
He was a baseball player.
Holy shit, that's quite a few people. Were they all related?
No, they were not related. Not at all. Neil Drysdale was a great... thoroughbred trainer.
Well, that's who I'm thinking of. You think you're Neil, whatever, Neil Rogers? I'm kidding.
I don't think I'm an expert at horse racing. Don Berman is there. Don, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. And don't worry, I'm here with a guy that you know, and Bobby Meacham is here. Do you remember Bob Meacham?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so hold on. Bobby wants to do. He's been reading that North Korea news. He wants to do his thing. Put that down, Bobby. Here.
Hey, Phil, how you doing? This is Kim Jong-un, leader of North Korea, and...
Give me the phone. That's called the post. Go place the bet, will you? Go place the bet. You can come back and do the impression. I just heard the call to post. I heard the call to post, Phil.
All right, so do you have to go?
No, I don't have to go just yet, but Bobby's got to go place the bet. So you want to ask me a question?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a bunch of questions about your feelings as to...
Hold on. Yeah, that's the parade. That's the post parade. Go ahead.
Hey, look, Don, I've been with you before, and I've talked to you in the air before when you're at the track, okay? So if you're going to be distracted...
No, I've got the... The race just went off. It's all right. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to ask you, and Margaret's here, and General.
Yes, Don, the question I have about Hollywood Park is, how do you feel?
Hold on. Here, come on. Hold on. I'm sorry, Phil. I got the four. Did you get him? Off the next race event. I got the four horse. I got the four. So, come on. I'm sorry, Phil. Come on. Raising hell. Come on, baby. Down the backstretch. Go to the whip. Go to the whip! You filthy animal! This animal ought to be shot as soon as it goes across the finish line. Shoot it! What are you talking about, pal? You're the guy that gave me the tip.
What are you doing, Don?
What? Oh, God damn. This thing was leading three quarters of the way, and it just put a bullet through it. I'm sorry. Hold on, Phil. Hold on for just a minute, because I see the trainer here. Hey, you. Okay? Put a bullet through that thing, will you? Do me and every better and every handicapper. You go to hell.
Hey, Don, I'm going to let you go, okay?
Why? No. No, you can't let me go because I got L. Ron Martin listening.
Well, L. Ron Martin just heard you tell a trainer to go to hell.
Well, you know, at least L. Ron Martin knows that I'm on the job and I'm promoting Channel 19 News at 10 and 11. That's how I was able to get over here to go to the track in the first place.
What?
It's how I was able to go out to the track in the first place. And if L. Ron Martin is listening, I'm Don Berman, and Channel 19 News kicks ass.
Well, all right, so are we going to be able to talk, or are...
Yeah, we can talk now. I just got hosed. I just got raped. Didn't that let Bobby just put the bet down? All right. Now, here's Bobby Meacham, because he was listening to the whole... What? Yeah, he was listening to the whole thing you did on North Korea. Go ahead, Bobby.
Mr. Henry, this is Kim Jong-il. And I'm telling you, there it is again.
Okay, now we got another post call. It's another post. Go ahead, do it.
Kim Jong-il, and I tell you that the revolution of People's Republic of North Korea is out of sight, and it's sponsored by Miller Lite. So we have a revolution, and here's the man now.
Yes, I'm the man with the Miller Lite beer. Give me the phone back. Give me the phone back.
I'm sorry, Phil, but I've got it. I tell you what.
Why don't you watch your race, and we'll talk to Bobby.
That's what you do. That's what you go ahead, Bobby. Yeah, Kim Jong-il,
Bobby Moore. You are a whore if you don't win. You're a whore. It means you spread for men if you don't win. You spread for men if you don't win. God!
What is up with that guy?
Down here. I'll give that.
Sorry, Phil. I got a quarter of the way. My horse got a quarter of the way around the track, and I knew it was over. Look at that thing. You know what's wrong? I'll tell you what's wrong. Horse racing is fixed. I hope they shut it down. I really do hope they shut it down. I think the whole thing's fixed. I haven't had a winner. Like the man said, a horse, my kingdom for a horse, I haven't had a winner in 6 months. You remember that one, Phil?
I remember that one from Raging Bull, yeah.
You like that one? What do you mean, Raging Bull? I wrote that.
No, you didn't, because I heard that joke in Raging Bull.
A horse, my kingdom for a horse, I haven't had a winner in 6 months.
That's right.
Oh, you're lying.
You know something? When you go to the track, you turn into a complete ass. You know that? Did anybody ever tell you that?
Yeah. About three ex-wives. So you think you're telling me something I don't know. Look, Phil, let's get to what it was you wanted to talk about.
Oh, unless we hear the call to post again, and then you have to, watch the race.
I'm sorry, Phil, but I'm here representing Channel 19 News, watching the waning days. Now, I'm not at Hollywood Park. I'm over at Corky Downs, which was named, by the way, for the young man on that program, Life Goes On. And I think a lot of people make fun of that, but I think it was a very classy move. Corky Downs, and this is where we all meet. Someone said, and I thought it was very bad taste, someone said, well, sure, you call it Corky Downs, because everyone that goes to the track there does about as well betting horses as he would. And I said to them, well, guess what? What if the guy was a genius? What if he was a genius at handicapping horses? We don't know. And that's when the guy said to me, yeah, sure, and that's when I...
Who were you talking to?
I forget, some guy. All right. Hollywood Park will be going the way of the dodo bird on December the 22nd, and I can't even begin to tell you the memories that that place holds for me.
Oh, come on, will you?
I'm sorry, Phil, but there's the...
Well, we got a break coming up.
Phil, why don't you just go into your break? Your voice sounds really... It's as rough as mine.
You're right. We're going to go into a break, okay, Don?
Put down across the board.
Okay, Don, we're going to go into a break.
Hold on. Quinella.
Don!
Yeah, and then across the board, and we'll do the...
Don!
Now that whore can't run.
Don!
Well, why are you talking to him?
I don't care. I mean, Channel 19 called me up. He didn't. They wanted me to get him on the air so they can promote their 10 o'clock news.
Oh, so that's what it is. One hand washing the other, huh? You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
What's that mean?
Well, it means that if you do something for me, and that's the relationship that Mr. Henry has with Channel 19 News. It's a quid pro quo, isn't it, Phil?
No, I didn't think so. I mean, I didn't even know. I know Don. I didn't know that... Who took the call, anyway?
I took the call of the guy from Channel 19, and he said he was a public relations that got on Don Berman tonight. I said, yeah, we'll get Don Berman on tonight. Talk about how the guy said, yeah. I said, okay, we usually talk to Don.
Yeah, we usually talk to Don. So this guy's talking to you? Who is he?
He's the press relation?
No, it's public relation.
Public relation from Channel 19.
Yeah.
All right, so Don's out there. Maybe by the time we get back on the air with him, he will have exhausted his money supply and we can talk to him. I don't know. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. So we'll get back here and talk more about Hollywood Park. The closing of Hollywood Park. Maybe we'll hear Don win a race. Who knows? Maybe Don's handicapping will improve.
I am very offended by what he calls those horses. This is why horse racing is cruel.
Why? Because he calls them whores?
You know, Phil, don't be a smartass.
Right. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back, world-famous Phil Henry Show. Margaret?
This is Sergio Mendez. I love this. This is Masquinada. Here it is. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Maria. Uba, uba, uba.
What are you singing?
I don't know, bud. It's...
Oh,
Lanny Hall is the singer. She's just gorgeous. She's married to Herb Alpert, Phil. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Here it is right here. Maschinata. You see, you don't have to learn how to speak Portuguese. You can just
fake it.
Don't give me that look, Phil. Listen, isn't this gorgeous?
Margaret, I don't think that works.
Turn it off. Turn it off. I will not. I'm in the middle of a performance, General.
I'm just saying I don't think that works when you're...
Margaret, it's Portuguese.
Oh, really? Well, isn't that a... I thought it was Martian talk. I know it's Portuguese, Phil.
All right. I mean, you're going... and all that.
Pretty funny.
You know, it is.
You know, I'm going to the bathroom and I'm going to sit on the toilet and do something I've been needing to do all day. Go ahead and laugh.
Well, do you blame us? I mean,
what you doing?
I don't know, man. Just because you don't know a language doesn't mean you can fake it by going goo-goo-goo-goo-goo-goo. Margaret, you got a beautiful voice. Everybody loves your voice.
Yeah, that's right. Sure you do.
But you can't sing that song unless you know the language, or unless you know at least the words.
I was approximating... Never mind.
You got to close the door. Mr. Henry said you got to close the door.
I can't hear the show if the door's closed.
I want the door closed, please. I don't want bathroom doors open.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. All right, let's get to Don Berman here, Channel 19 News, on the line with us here from the Corky Downs in Los Alamitos, California, where they have night racing, and we're talking about the closure of Hollywood Park. Don, let's start, first of all, what are they going to put there?
Well, so the word that I have is that Hollywood Park is going to become like so many of these marvelous old athletic and sports institutions and installations, if you will. There's going to be homes there. There's going to be townhomes there. There's going to be apartments there. There will be some commercial space. My information is they are going to make Hollywood Park into a community of the future. And I'm ignoring it. No, go ahead, Bobby. Just place the bet like I told you to. I'm ignoring it. I've got to talk to Phil. And it's going to be, a place where sort of a community of the future.
A community of the future.
Yes, meaning that the new designs and the new ways of cohabitation, etc. But when you talk about Hollywood Park, Phil, you're talking about a horse racing track that goes back to 1938 and began at the tail end of the Depression. It saw its glory days through the 40s on through the 70s and part of the 80s. It began to tail out. As all of horse racing began to suffer with the... Hold on for a minute. Look at that. Where's blue and red? Three horse. Come on, baby. I'm just hold on, Phil. Just a couple of seconds.
Go ahead.
Come on, baby. Blue and red. Let's go. Come on. Get him off the rail. What's he doing? Get him off the rail, okay? Who's riding that horse? Ryerson, oh, not that bum. Oh, that guy's a bum. Come on, Ryerson, for once in your life, win a race. For once in your life, win a race. For once in your life, one race. One lousy, what a bum. They're going to take you out and shoot you, man. Who's the trainer of that? Hey, Wapum. Is that him? Hey, Wapum. When you're done shooting the horse, shoot Ryerson, too. I'm telling you.
Okay, you done with your race?
What's that?
Are you done with your race?
Yeah, Phil, I'm done with my race. I'm done getting raped for the fourth time tonight, sure. Okay, so let's just...
You know, Don, like I said, we can hang up and talk to somebody else about this.
Who are you going to talk to? I'm talking about Hollywood Park, right?
Yes.
All right. God. I Phil, I'm sorry. I haven't had a winner tonight.
I know. You're a horse, my kingdom for a horse.
Yeah, I haven't had a winner in 6 months. All right, so... As I was saying, Hollywood Park was an institution through the 40s on into the 70s and 80s. And Hollywood Park, though, as its name connotes, was a home to a great many stars and of stage and screen. It was a place where you could go to see and be seen, as they say. some of the world's great horses ran there, Phil. Every horse from Secretariat, Citation, Spectacular Bid, Silky Sullivan, you name them all, Phil, they've all raced. And all the great jockeys were there, from Lafitte Pink Eye, Willie Shoemaker, Eddie Arcaro, Johnny Longdon. The name and the greatness of the place goes on. And to see Hollywood Park close is a very hurtful thing. I'm ignoring the post call.
Well, that's what you told me the last race.
And I think you told me didn't answer it.
Can we act like adults?
You're on the air.
I know I'm on the air, but you're forcing me into... So, as I was saying, and I'm being as adult as I can be for a man who is... I mean, face it, you know, I'm just taking it repeatedly in the shower. And I'm,
can we not use terminology like that? It is very ugly.
I apologize, but that's how I feel. Buddy, go place the bet. Get lost and place a bet, will you?
Well, you know, you talk to people. That's Bobby Meacham, one of the funniest guys in town.
Yeah, well, he ain't funny tonight. He's not making me laugh. How did he do, by the way, with that Korean thing?
It was funny. I mean, I couldn't really understand it because you kept grabbing the phone away from him.
Oh, my fault, too. Okay. Boy, I'm screwing everything up tonight. So
now, what do you think of horse racing, the future of horse racing?
The future of horse racing, I hope they never race another race again as long as they all live. I hope every horse dies of a heart attack. Honest to God, Phil, I hope every horse dies of a heart attack and the jockey on top of it. That's how I feel.
Now, I'm not asking you your mood tonight. I'm asking you what the...
Hold on. I'm sorry. This is the last one. I swear to God. I swear to Almighty God, Phil.
You're lying.
No, I swear to God. Come on. Brevard. Is this Brevard? Okay, Brevard, come on, baby.
Did you bet all the races up front?
No. Bobby's making a run. Come on, baby. Brevard. Come on, he's getting pinned on the rail now. Look at him. He's right on the rail. He pinned him on the rail. Who's on that horse? God, Pierce, I'll swear to God, if I could come down there and strangle your little midget ass, I would. Come on, get him off the rail. He's pinned on the rail. Look at that, will you? Beat. You know what he ought to do is he ought to hit the other guy. That's what I was saying, yeah. Just take your whip and hit the other jockey. Hit him in the eyes if you have to, right in the eyes. Hit him across the face with the whip. Whatever you got to do, please. Your mother and your grandmother and your grand, every last one of them, top dollar, USDA pride, Storyville District, New Orleans. God.
Okay, I guess that means the Storyville, was that the, let me see, was that the,
Yeah, that's the brothel section, yeah. Way to spit it out.
Okay, Don, thank you very much. It's been very,
Yeah, you know what?
You got your station manager, L. Ron Martin, listening to this.
Hey, L. Ron, I'm doing the best I can. I'm taking it with a baseball bat here. Dry. You got to understand.
Thank God you did that, because if you hadn't, I was going to file an official complaint with David G. Hall for sexual harassment.
Why?
Because of the things that man was saying.
Margaret, you can't... I understand it's hard to hear, but this is a radio show. You're going to hear... This is the purpose of a radio show. If you're going to hear anything like that, you might as well hear it on a radio show.
Oh, that's great. Come on, you whore. He's pinned to the rail. Your grandmother, your mother, they're all whores.
Well, I'm...
So I take... Well, that does not sound like a man that's doing very well betting the ponies tonight.
But Mr. Berman never does well.
He always eats crap. Never.
Why would that guy do that?
He's like a lot of gamblers.
Well, are you saying he has a gambling problem?
I don't know. I don't know any. I know that I know he had a drinking problem. I know he had a drug problem. I know that he was with underage girls. I mean, this guy, there isn't anything this guy has done that surprises me. And everything that he's done has been, you know, quasi-legal. So if you ask me, yeah, you know, I think that the guy is, I think there's a problem there. I mean, I think that he's got a gambling problem. So, Don Berman, thank you very much, Don. You know, we got a whole half hour, and I do want to talk a little bit more about Hollywood Park, but let's get Larry Grover back on.
Well, Mr. Berman, he calling back.
Oh, tell him I don't want to talk to him if he's going to be betting on ponies, okay?
He don't want to talk to you if you're betting on a pony. He don't want to talk to you if you're betting on a pony. What? Ponies, yeah. He wants to talk to you.
No, I'm on the air, man.
It's on the air. He says he's listening to the show right now, can hear all of me talking, and there's dead air, and you're listening... And he says it sounds worse than it usually does. And he says, give me that phone. Hey, Don, I'm on the air right now. I'll talk to you during the break, okay? Bye.
No. Bye. All right, folks. Okay, so that was great. We will take a break. here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back. Don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. Maybe we ought to come up with some kind of a horse racing...
You should come up with a jockey silk, that be, a jockey outfit that people can wear.
Sure.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Yeah. Get your jockey outfit. All right, so there's good rocking tonight. World famous Phil Hendry Show, and just to let you know, we're going to be filming an episode of Marc Maron's show, Maron. That's right, in early January, so look for me on that, and we'll be at the San Francisco Sketch Fest on January the 26th. When we get the official time, I'll let y'all know, because it's going to be fun, you know.
Yeah.
Famous Phil Hendry Show. Welcome back.
Yeah, man.
All right. Yeah. All right, and we have on the line with us R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy. He has called to, you talk to him, bud.
Yeah, he wants to volunteer his expertise on a horse, because he says Don Berman's out of control, and he's a degenerate gambler.
Wow. All right, so we'll get R.C. on the line here. World Famous Phil Hendry Show. It is 855-500-7445, and R.C. on the line with us from Bradley Military Academy in Alhambra. Now, is Don Berman there?
Don? Yeah, Bobby Meacham said Don's off. He's at, what is it, Bobby? He's in a can. He's tapping a kidney.
Great, tapping a kidney. Okay. R.C.
Hi, Mr. Henry. I'm honored to be on. I wanted to call up, and I wanted to... you know, volunteer my services for talking about Hollywood Park, because Mr. Berman is a degenerate gambler. And that's not just my opinion, that's Watson's opinion too, right, Watson?
Okay, let's not call him a degenerate gambler. Let's just say, just give me your opinion of what's happening at Hollywood. Let me ask you a question. First of all, R.C., how is it that you became so well-versed in horse racing?
Well, I went to the horse racings with my dad. We went to Santa Anita. We went to Del Mar. My dad had a box at Del Mar. Have you ever been in a box? Have you ever been in a box?
Dad, what are you talking about, a box?
I'll ask the questions, okay?
Let me talk to him, will you, bud? God. Have I been in a... Yes, I've been in a... At a racetrack?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been in a box.
Yeah, it's really great, because you can sit in the box, and they only let certain people in, and you don't have to sit with other people. And then they have the guy come by, and he gives you drinks and everything.
Yeah, it's very comfortable. It's a great way to watch. So your dad has that, huh?
Yeah, my dad has a box at Del Mar, and he had a box at Santa Anita, but I don't think he had a box there no more.
And
Can I ask a question, R.C.? How is it that you go to a college prep school, and you say things like, a box no more?
Well,
Don Berman here, and I'm back. I went to the bathroom. I've been needing to go to the bathroom all day. I heard Margaret say she's going to do something she's meant to do all day, and guess what? I actually did it. So, Margaret, I follow through.
Hold on, because I'm talking to R.C. Collins, so hold the phone, okay?
Yeah, he's talking to me now, Berman.
Wait, whoa. Who are you?
My name's R.C. Collins, Berman, and he's talking to me.
Well, don't call me Berman. Who is he, Phil?
He's a young man who called up to talk about horse racing and Hollywood Park, because...
Whoa. What do you mean he called up? I'm the guy that's on the air to talk about the horse racing.
Then talk about it instead of the horse you're betting.
Will you hold on for a minute?
He's been doing that through the whole show. He's been holding on.
Hey, why don't you shut up, okay, Sid? Did you get the bet down? Okay, good. Hold on, kid. I know about Hollywood Park. You don't know. I bet you I've spilt more than you've drunk, okay?
Well, yeah, okay. You've spilt, unless you're licking it off the table.
What? What is this kid? Boy, what a smartass. He's got nothing to say. All right, here we go. Come on, baby. Come on. Come on, laddie boy. Come on, laddie boy. Come on, laddie boy, you come on, laddie boy, you dirty whore. Come on, laddie boy, you lousy slut. Come on, laddie boy. Come on, you piece of crap. 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 God.
Lose?
What do you think, Mr. Andrew? Yeah, I think you lost, didn't you, Berman?
Hey, kid, Do you want to die? Because I can find out where you live. I'm in a newsroom, and we have access to a computer, and I can look you up and find out where...
Don?
Sounds like he's crying.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Mr. Henry, I wouldn't doubt if Mr. Berman's crying. He's probably crying like a bitch. You know, just like the bitches did the horse that...
Hey, no, you know, kid, now I'm going to make a personal project out of finding out where you live and kicking your ass around the block for drill.
Okay, Don, that is a publicly uttered threat on the air. You know that that's a federal offense, so take it back.
I take it back.
Yeah, you know what? It's a new day, Mr. Berman. We don't stand for no terrorism.
Hey, what are you talking about, terrorism? I'd actually be doing the world a favor. I'd be doing America and the free world a favor by kicking your rear end, which I don't mean that I'm going to do.
Okay, so are we all done with this, and we're going to continue talking about...
Hold on, there's the call to post.
Yeah, there's the call to post. He's got to go get another losing Quinella bet down.
Oh, I want to hurt you. Get the bet down. Don't forget about the kid that's on the air.
So anyway, Mr. Henry, Hollywood Park was founded in 1938.
Whoa. I'm the one that's going
to
do it.
Hold on, Don. I can get your opinion. I'm listening to RC.
God. Yeah, thanks, Phil. Hollywood Park was formed in 1938.
What do you mean, formed? What are you talking about, formed? What's that mean? It was like a, what is it, the Grand Canyon?
Hollywood Park was formed in 1938. I'm just going to ignore him, okay, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
Hollywood Park was...
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Don, cut it out.
What an ass. Hollywood Park was formed in 1938 by a contingency of investors, one of whom was Bing Crosby, who is the singer.
Bing Crosby, you moron.
And Hollywood Park went on to become a famous racetrack where the greatest races in the world was run. Hollywood Park fell on difficult financial times when the park was bought by another contingent of investors, and they found they could not continue to float the money that was necessary to keep the park open. It was at that time...
Hold on. Yeah.
Another race?
No, I'm just looking at... Yeah, how you doing, huh? How are you? Don Berman, Channel 19 News. How do you do? Don Berman, Channel 19 News.
Go ahead, RC.
Hollywood Park eventually fell into receivership, at which time it was purchased by another group of investors with an eye toward developing the land for commercial and residential enhancement. And that's what happened. And a degenerate gambler...
Kid, you call me a degenerate gambler one more time.
Well, what do you think you are, being on the radio? Mr. Henry wants to talk to you, and you're going all...
Phil, are you all done with me? Because I'll hang up now.
Okay, I mean, if you want to.
Hold on. Just one more race. What horse is this? The Pink Silks. I told you never bet Pink Silks. Bobby, what is it? Fool's Gold. Yeah, that's great. Come on, baby. Come on, Fool's Gold. Come on, Fool's Gold. Oh, baby. Come on, Fool's Gold. You know, I give up.
That sounds like the call to post. Were you sure you were watching a race?
What was I watching? Oh, it's a replay of last... It was a replay of the last race. God, I hate you.
All right, I'm going to let you go then, okay?
Let me go where? You're going to let me go hang myself? You're going to let me go shoot myself? Are you going to let me go...
Okay, that's all I can take of Don Berman. So, RC, thank you very much for joining us. We're going to let Don go because he cannot stay focused, you know.
That's a man with problems, I'll tell you that.
Well, now, you know, I have to tell you, I enjoy horse racing, but I, as I said to you, Phil, I haven't been able to actually attend a race. I watch it on television, but I had no idea that it was that addictive.
Oh, General Shaw, I didn't know you were there. This is R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy.
That's nice. Good for you. So, you don't remember R.C.? He's a young man in a military academy. Yeah, he's a young man in the military. Are you the one? Is that Commandant Wireman's place?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's Commandant Wireman.
Yeah. You know that he beat me out for a place in the Adjutant General's office back in Washington, D.C., so I'm not very kindly disposed to you, your academy, or that guy, Wireman, who also is an attorney from San Marino. I don't get that guy at all. He's got like 9 jobs.
Well, he's a very busy man, General, but I still do admire you and everything.
Well, of course you do. Thank you.
Except when you pull your pants down, you ought to be put in a nut house.
What did he do?
He hung up. It was a crank call.
Well, what a crank. It was a good call until General Shaw started giving him a hard time.
Yeah, it's General Shaw's fault.
I merely was telling that boy something he should have been listening to for a long time.
Well, you were embarrassing him a little bit, General. There's no need for that. You could have simply said, oh, thank you very much, R.C. It's wonderful that you're saying so. And boo, 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 you know, whatever. But instead you pointed out the fact that his commandant did something to you.
Well, I'll tell you, he did. And I was up for a promotion to a brigadier something. I forget what they called it.
General?
It might have been general. It was a lieutenant colonel. I was going to be a lieutenant or a brigadier or something. I know they were adding a star.
Okay, so you're a general and you were going up in grade.
Right, but whatever. And so along comes this guy, Wireman, who looks me up and down because he was a superior rank at the time. He looks me up and down. He says, salute when you see a superior officer. I said, as soon as I see a superior officer, I will salute. That cost me. I got a reduction in grade. I was called before the man. I had to stand tall before the man.
Boy, that's a pretty wise-ass thing to say.
But can generals do that to each other?
Well, that one did to me.
Yeah, I mean,
So I had to stand tall before the man, and he took a giant dump on me. So that was that for a year.
Oh, God.
You know. Well, I know you don't appreciate it, Margaret, but that's the life that we lead. You know, and as Hyman Roth said in The Godfather, I tell myself, this is the life that I chose.
Very good.
Yay!
Why don't you guys stick it?
I'm not being sarcastic. That was a very nice speech. All right, but we do have to take a break here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Thank you very much, Don Berman, for your, marvelous insights. Thank you, R.C. Collins, for your marvelous insights. Thank you very much, General, wherever the hell you went. We'll be right back. World famous. We've got a little more background on Hollywood Park and, anything else we can think of. World famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show. Now, Margaret, you wanted to illustrate something here before we get back to...
Well, yes, I want to illustrate something. This is Sergio Mendez. Now, you're making fun of me, but listen to the thick accent. He sounds like he just crawled off the banana boat. Oh, my God, and you're making fun of me?
That sounds good, though, because everybody knows he come off a banana boat.
It doesn't sound like he just came off a banana. He's got a little bit of an accent.
Well, I think it's a very charming voice, but I do notice... Do you think that'd be something that immigration would have to take note of? Would ICE take note of that? That's the first question.
Would ICE take note of what?
The accent, Phil. Now listen to this. Lottie. See, that's an American accent, you see. You're not going to notice that. Do, 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 do. Ooh, I love the jazzy feel and yet the very, the very jazz feel.
Yeah, the jazz feel.
Turn it off before I start crying.
What's wrong, Margaret?
Talking to you people about music, it's like talking to a monkey about flying through space.
Yeah, but in the start of 2001, the monkey did go into space. What's so funny?
You know, bud, I honest to God... Give it a break, Phil, will you?
Oh, it's just too funny, man. I'm telling you. That was the bud. I love you, man.
What was so funny about that?
What do you mean at the beginning of 2001?
Talking about when a monkey threw that thing in the air?
What?
The monkey tossed the thing in the air, man. He didn't go into space.
The monkey tossed that log?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Would you stop and start behaving like an adult? What are you talking about?
At the beginning of 2001.
Yes, there's monkeys at the beginning of 2001. And they're definitely, there in the movie, but they didn't go into space.
That's what I mean, bud. Talking to you is like talking to an orangutan about supersonic flight. In fact, I bet you I'd get better answers from the Tang.
What do you mean, the Tang?
That is, you, oh my God, I'm talking to idiots.
That's the shorthand for, you didn't know that? For orangutan in the scientific world.
Tang?
Dang? Yes, Tang.
Yeah, that's the shorthand.
You know what, I swear to God, I'm going to start kicking some ass, because you guys are kidding me.
Phil, do I look like I'm kidding? That is shorthand in the scientific world for orangutan. All right, I'm going to go and walk it off. I got to take a walk. Otherwise, I'm going to start throwing hands.
See ya.
You keep laughing like a little girl, Phil.
Hey, Margaret, you know, don't be messing with me, okay?
Well, Phil, you owe it to yourself. Everything gets out of control.
General, sir. Margaret wanted me to open the segment with that song. Okay, great, we open the segment with the song. Then she starts talking about, and I didn't know she was going to do that. I thought she wanted to sing it. She starts talking about Sergio Mendez's thick accent. He sounds like he just got off the banana boat, which, that's the stupidest thing I think I've ever heard.
Well, you can't deny the guy sounds banana boat.
No, he doesn't. He's got a slight accent. Sergio Mendez has traveled the world as a musician. He speaks probably like more languages than you and I would ever. He's been to every country in the world. He's thoroughly educated in the English language. He's been on American TV. What are you talking about?
Well, then, yes, all right. But then Margaret pointed out that she was an American.
Good for her. Wow. Woo! So she's an American. So then she starts talking about, and then she gets all pissed off. And then she says to Bud something about Bud is like talking to a monkey. Bud comes back with the whole thing on spaceships. She tells me that the short for orangutan is Tang in the site.
Phil, I think you're overwrought. I think you're overworked. I think you need a vacation.
Who's that happening? That's true.
What are you guys talking about? I'm not the one that's... Am I the one that got up and walked out of here?
Yeah, you look like you're all in a heap, like you made me...
Phil, I think you need a vacation. I think you need to get the hell out of here. Go away somewhere. Have a few drinks, put on one of those straw hats and wear some baggy surfer shorts or something, you know, and dig a sand castles and have a bunch of kids bury you in the sand, you know.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think that's what you need. And you need to get some sun, for God's sake. You look like you look like a vampire. You're so white.
Well,
you got to do that. Do it right away.
Yeah, okay, bud. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What do you guys... Okay, fine. We're taking the week off between Christmas and New Year's. I'll do it then. But I'm telling you, I've never heard of that. All right. So...
You've never heard of Tang.
Are you back now?
Yes, I am back. In the scientific world, you can ask Frank if you want.
You know, I
No, you're allowed to get my aunt on.
Get on Mavis. Get Mavis on.
Well, why Mavis? Why not Frank?
Because I want a neutral voice, and the more you fight for Frank, the more I know I ought to have Mavis on now.
Yeah, get my aunt on. She knows.
Well, I don't know. I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, I do. Now I'm really convinced it's a good idea. Get her on the line, and we'll talk to Mavis Leonard about this. Phil Henry Show here, 855-500-7445. Hollywood Park shutting down. Will horse racing be next is the headline. And that hurts to see a headline like that. If you enjoy horse racing, as I have, I grew up around it. That's the only reason, folks. It's like growing up near Ebbets Field, or I suppose it's like growing up just around a sport that is played, that is practiced, that the culture of the city, you know. And in my little town of Arcadia, up in the San Gabriel Mountains, we had the, not only do we have Santa Anita, but we had the Turf Association, which was the jockeys, the jockeys union, I think, and they had their... They had their building there. It was like a place where they had banquets, and there was it's kind of like a clubhouse for the jockeys. All of the hotels that line Colorado Boulevard there, as it led into Arcadia and then out of Arcadia, all of them were catered to people who were coming into town for the racing. And the Breeders' Cup and the Santa Anita Derby and the Santa Anita Handicap. And it goes all the way back to horses like Seabiscuit, all the way on up to the present. So... Gosh, I'd hate to see that go away.
Well, what would they... But Santa Anita is gorgeous, though.
Yeah, well, Santa Anita is the most beautiful track in the world. I don't think I've ever seen a horse racing track anywhere in the world that's as gorgeous as our track there, because the backdrop are those beautiful mountains. You see, the San Gabriel Mountains are there. And it's just it's a wonderful place. But the thing that has really hammered horse racing, everybody knows that's in the business, is that the $2 bettor, who was the bread and butter of horse racing.
Now, what do you mean by $2 bettor?
That's the lowest bet you can make.
Yeah, that's like $2 the lowest one.
All right.
Okay, so those people are going off to Indian gaming. Those people are going off to the casinos. They're going off to the slot machines. They're going off to... It's a lot easier to sit on your ass and just punch a button, feeding quarters into a machine, than reading a racing form and going, gee, what was the work and how did he do it 6 furlongs? You know, that kind of thing. And I'm sad because that's part of the fun of horse racing, to handicap the horses, to look at the history of the horse, the racing history, the workout history, the jockeys, the trainers. I think it's the culture. And I don't know if there's any way of downsizing horse racing.
Well, we got to downsize horse racing. You can't make the horses as big as it's going to be.
He's not talking about making the horse smaller. Oh, my God.
But I ain't talking about...
What? You mean a horse like a... Not a midget.
You can make a horse as small as a jockey.
You can't make the horse as small as a jockey, so don't even start with me, okay? Downsizing, I meant, is there a way that the sport itself just becomes a less lucrative, less expensive sport to, support? I don't know. We'll be back next hour, Phil Henry Show. Drum like a star.